have in the sixth parsha, the parsha of Aruchin, which is extremely confusing to our minds. You know, we're setting a set value to every single person, and then we're saying, depending on age or whether the person is male or female, they have different Aruchin. It's confusing to us. How do we understand that? So you could say it's a Gzeres HaKasdim, which it probably is, and then we've solved our problem, or we don't have to deal with the problem. But that, all that being said, Rav Hirsch has an approach to it, which is a beautiful approach and gives a lot of understanding. So the first step of Rav Hirsch's approach is that the pasuk says, Erech Nefosh is Lashem. We're not discussing the value, quote-unquote, to mankind, the role that he plays. There's a lot of domain. When you say, what is a person's domain? That's his market price. So obviously market prices changes by what people would pay for him. But this is not that. Here we're discussing the Erech Nefosh is Lashem. In Hashem's eyes, everybody's valuable. And it's hard to say one person is more valuable or less valuable than a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. So that's his first step. He says, okay. So that's why we do not differentiate between stronger and weaker, etc. But then we have to understand, are we then to say that in Hashem's eyes, the fact that somebody is older, somebody is, if he's between 20 and 60, he's worth 50. And he's 65, he's only worth 30. Not 30, but he's only worth 15. Is that that's a person between the ages of 5 and 20. How are we supposed to understand that? So he says, obviously, it can't mean one is more valuable to Hashem, one is less valuable to Hashem, because we're all valuable to Hashem. So it has to mean function. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has functions that he wants us to accomplish, and there are different stages of life. We have different functions. So the Erech Nefosh is Hashem is referring to function, not to value. Right? That the Baruch Hashem is saying that everybody's valuable to me, everybody is playing a role that's important. But right now, I have different values which are represented in these things. Again, the one is not even, it's not even more valuable, less valuable. He gets involved in what the numbers represent. The number 3 represents the family, which is represented by parents and a child. The number 2 represents the community. There's the plurality of individuals which are there. 10 is taking it towards perfection. And he uses that approach. But I don't want to get involved in that. But then he says, once that we understand that we're not discussing value, we're discussing function, the roles that they play, and everybody has value in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, which is all equal across the board. So the difference between men and women is the same thing as well. We're not discussing the fact that men have a higher Erech than women. It's not that we're claiming that there's a greater value to man over woman, but rather that there's a function that a man which plays, which is represented by this number, and a function that a woman plays, represented by her number. The primary numbers that he uses is 3, represents the inner core, the nuclear family, and 5 is a family in the context of the community. So that's a woman, her highest era is 30, and that's the period of time where she's playing the role of raising the family and being part of raising the family. And the man between the ages of 20 and 60, his Erech is 50 because he's playing both roles. And that's how he understands it. So it's important understanding in that. But just we stop and think about it. It's obvious, but we don't think about it enough. This point that the Erech Nefoshes, that Lashem, that in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, every human being has full value. There's no such thing as the value of a human being which has greater value or less value. The Rasha, the Tzaddik, everybody at the end of the day is totally valuable in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. The love of a parent to a child is equal. Every child is valuable to him. The children which give him grief, but the reason why he cares is because he loves, and the reason the child which doesn't, it gives him nachas. Again, the reason why he feels nachas is because his child and cares about him. So never to forget, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, we as his children have tremendous value, and therefore we have to respect each other with that understanding. We have to respect each other with the understanding that in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, we're all valuable. Have a good Shabbos.